Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The time is soon approaching for Coach Joe Kennedy with regards to his future as a high school football coach in the high school in which he coaches, because he has now been given the ultimatum by the superintendent that he cannot pray after the game where other students are able to observe him or where they are present. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, Coach Joe Kennedy is the coach who, on his own, at the end of a game, goes to the middle of the football field and takes a knee to pray. He doesn't ask his players to show up. He doesn't ask people from the opposing team or anybody. It is just a time for him to go out in the middle of the field to give thanks to God. He goes to the 50-yard line. He offers a prayer of thanksgiving and a blessing after every football game, and he drew the inspiration of his post-game prayers from the movie Facing the Giants. This is the movie created by the Kendrick brothers from the Sherwood Baptist Church in Albany, Georgia, which is a movie about competing football teams. And at the end of the games there in that movie, the coach goes out in the middle of the football field and takes a knee. After seeing that movie, Coach Joe Kennedy decided to do the same thing. He doesn't ask players to show up, but they do on their own show up, and other people show up to pray with him, including people from the other team. But now the superintendent has told the coach, you better not pray where students can see you.
Well, that's right. This is Bremerton High School in Washington State. Coach Joe received a letter from the superintendent, Aaron Lavelle, and in it, the superintendent is violating Coach Kennedy's constitutional right. We need to be very clear on the onset here, and we have talked about this case before, Matt, but it is this coach's unfettered constitutional right to go out to the middle of the field and pray of his own volition apart and not encourage students to join him or anything, and to try to force him not to is a First Amendment violation. Well, he received a letter from the district, from Superintendent Lavelle, saying, quote, any further violations will be grounds for discipline up to and including discharge from district employment. This was an October 23rd letter. Coach Lavelle is shocked, and I'm shocked. We're shocked. Somebody needs to set this school district straight and let them know that they are treading on thin ice here.
Yeah, you mean Coach Kennedy is shocked. The superintendent, Lavelle, sent this letter.
Yeah.
Three-page letter was sent to the Bremerton High School coach, Joe Kennedy, from Aaron Lavelle, who is the superintendent, and this is the school in Oregon. And this letter goes on to say that he better not include any religious expression in the presence of his students or any students. In fact, they say, quote, while on duty for the district as an assistant coach, you may not engage in demonstrative religious activity readily observable to or not even intended to be observed by students and the attending public, the superintendent added. That means not even being allowed to bow his head behind the bleachers where the kids, you know, are gathered. This means that he can't do any kind of demonstrative religious activity. So if one of his players is just injured out there in the middle of the field, he can't take a knee on the sideline and begin to pray for the player. He can't bow his head as a sign that he is praying. This is just absolutely outrageous. It's unconstitutional, and this school needs to be pushed back.
Yeah, well, the coach writes here, he says, you need to go somewhere that's not observable to students or the public, quote, for example, a private location within the school building, athletic facility, or press box could be made available to you for brief religious exercise before and after the games. Where, Matt, in the United States Constitution, in the First Amendment, the Establishment Clause, it says Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion, meaning an official, Congress cannot make an official state religion like the Anglican Church, where within that language does a superintendent of a school district have the right to silence and trample on an individual citizen's, here in this case a coach, an employee of the school district, his First Amendment guaranteed constitutional right to religious free exercise? I haven't been able to find it anywhere in the Constitution.
Yeah, this letter that was sent to him also says, your talks with students may not include religious expression, including prayer. They must remain entirely secular in nature so as to avoid alienation of any team member. That's a quote from the letter. Now, the state superintendent, Randy Dorn, has also weighed in on this case, and he's backed the local superintendent. He says, quote, it's unfortunate when the actions of one employee affect an entire district, close quote. You know, it's unfortunate. Well, it's fortunate that you've got an assistant coach like this who has the values that certainly, I would think most people would want their sons that are playing football or those that are observing in the stands to emulate. This is not some radical thing that he's doing. Prayer's been part of who we are at football games from the very beginning, part of who we are with regards to our country. And, you know, what happens, like we said earlier, when a football player is injured? What happens? What is the natural response? Even in whatever professional, college, high school, Pop Warner, any of those leagues, what happened? They have people that get down on their knee and they pray for their injured football colleague that's laying out there on the field. But now, under this directive, this coach can't even pray for his students or his players. If he does, he has to keep his eyes open and his head has to be not in a bowed down position.
Yeah. What's the deal? Okay, so what if this coach, Kennedy, decided to go to the 50-yard line, take a knee, and from there encourage the students and say, now, take a knee, let's go get them, guys. I want to encourage you. We've practiced, you know, and give them a pep talk. And, well, that's a viewpoint. Well, that's evidently something that would be favorable to the school district. But if he privately goes and takes a knee to pray and exercise his First Amendment right to religious expression, then they don't like that viewpoint. So they're going to quash that particular viewpoint and that expression of speech and freedom and his First Amendment rights. And so that is viewpoint discrimination. The school district is disenfranchising Christians and it's discriminating against Coach Kennedy because he is a Christian.
You know, that's a good point. What happens if he does go out there and take a knee in the middle of the even on the sidelines and he gives them an inspirational talk on the sidelines? What's the difference between that and he then has some language there where he invokes God? He has his eyes open. Is that prayer? Or does he have to have his eyes closed and bow his head and say the same thing? And that now becomes prayer and that's impermissible? I mean, the problems that the school is injecting itself into is fraught with significant constitutional prohibitions because they would be injecting itself into the content of his message, into the viewpoint of his message, and determining when it crosses over to what they would deem as prayer and thus impermissible.
Yeah, well, this is a climate that we're seeing across the United States because of disinformation that has been spread by anti-Christian organizations. And unfortunately, when it takes root at a systemic level like this, it causes real problems.
Well, you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, that's lc.org, and there we have the Patriots Handbook series. One of those Patriot Handbook series is entitled Patriots Handbook of Religious Freedom in Public Schools, and it addresses a lot of different issues and answers questions. It's a pocket-sized handbook. You can order it by calling Liberty Counsel's office or visiting lc.org. Again, the website is lc.org. You can also go to libertycouncil.com. Call us at 407-875-1776. That's 875-1776 is the phone number. Or you can go online to lc.org. All the information is right there, our address, our phone number. You can go to the online store and order the Patriots Handbook of religious freedom in public schools. We also have the one on the right to bear arms, the Patriot's Handbook of Essential Reasons to Stand with Israel, the Patriot's Handbook on Sharia's Threat to American Culture, Political Action for Pastors and Churches, and American Liberty, that and much more at the website, lc.org. Pray for the Ministry of Liberty Council and stand with us as we continue to advance religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and the family through litigation, education, and policy. Visit lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.